Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred Padma Awards to 68 eminent personalities for the year 2025 for the second civil investiture ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Of them, three were conferred with Padma Vibhushan, nine with Padma Bhushan, and 56 personalities were conferred with Padma Shri. Former Chief Justice of India Jagdish Singh Khekhar and Kumudni Rajnikant Lakhia have been honored with Padma Vibhushan for contribution in the field of public affairs and arts, while renowned folk singer Sharada Sinha was honored with Padma Vibhushan posthumously. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that recent events have proven that so-called proxy war against India is, in fact, a well-planned war strategy. Addressing a public gathering at Mahatma Gandhi Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, he said that following the events of May 6, India no longer needs to provide proof of terrorist activity. The evidence is now being provided by those across the border themselves. Mr. Modi said India does not seek enmity with anyone and wishes to live in peace. He added that the country aspires to progress in a way that contributes to the welfare of the world, and the government is working with dedication for the upliftment of millions of Indians.
आज तक जिसे हमें प्रॉक्सी वॉर कहते थे, 6 मई के बाद जो दृश्य देखे गए, उसके बाद हम इसे प्रॉक्सी वॉर कहने की गलती नहीं कर सकते हैं। और इसका कारण है, जब आतंकवाद के 9 ठिकाने तय करके 22 मिनट में साथियों उनको ध्वस्त कर दिया, और इस बार तो सब कैमरा के सामने की सारी व्यवस्था रखी थी ताकि हमारे घर में कोई सबूत न मांगे।
An all-party Indian delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha has held interaction with Singapore's Minister of Foreign Affairs, group of MPs and delegates of Chamber of Commerce and business leaders of that country. The group reiterated that India is a peace-loving nation, saying any act of terror will be considered an act of war from Pakistan. Another delegation led by DMK MP Kanimozi called the President of the National Council of Slovenia, Marko Lotrik, and conveyed India's resolute stance of zero tolerance towards terrorism and the new normal after Operation Sindoor. Another delegation led by BJP MP Bijayant Panda addressed a group of Indian diaspora living in Kuwait. A memorandum of understanding was signed between the government of Arunachal Pradesh, Karma Yogi Bharat, and the Capacity Building Commission at Itanagar today. Sharing the news in a social media post, Chief Secretary Manish Gupta informed that the memorandum of understanding aims to enhance the capabilities of all government employees through a competency-based framework focusing on continuous learning, behavioral change, and institutional development. Further, the MOU will also build the capacity of ATI Nahalagun. The MOU aligns Arunachal Pradesh with national efforts to modernize public administration by focusing on outcomes and citizen-centric governance, the CS added. District Public Health Nursing Officer Kijum Sora Karga has been selected for the prestigious National Florence Nightingale Award 2025 for her exemplary service in the field of nursing. Sharing the news in a social media post today, Deputy Chief Minister John Amen extended his congratulations to Karga, lauding her 28 years of dedicated service and her transformative impact on nursing in Arunachal Pradesh. The DCM said that her relentless efforts in eliminating unrecognized nursing institutes, exposing fake practitioners, introducing Aadhaar-based registration, and implementing licentiate exams have significantly strengthened the quality of nursing in the state. Women and Child Development Minister Dasang Lupul yesterday said that the government is committed to improving the living conditions of government employees in remote regions with a particular emphasis on the timely completion of quality infrastructure. Pool said this while inspecting an under-construction residential complex for government staff at Anini in Devang Valley district. Concluding her tour with a review meeting at the Circuit House, Pool expressed satisfaction with the overall pace and quality of ongoing works. She appreciated the district administration and local representatives for their dedication. The Arunachal Cycling Association conducted its annual general body meeting at Itanagar today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.